Since I last spoke to you, just as we feared, I have been forcefully evicted from Gresham. You see that right-hand footpath route that darts off the road? I will never forget fleeing from the besiegers of the castle with my household on foot to take refuge with my friend John Dam at Susteed Hall, about a mile away. I could not take time to recover, but immediately decided to send a message to my attackers at Gresham to regain my property. His men were so terrible that I couldn't get a man to take it out of fear for their lives. My bold maidservant Catherine went instead.
Sirs, we come from Margaret Paston to ask whether you will let the men live in peace, and we want our possessions from Gresham back, which it appears you have sold dishonourably.
We're eager to serve your mistress, Margaret Paston. You can have whatever you want from us at Gresham.
No, if my mistress could have what she wanted, she would neither have left the house at Gresham nor her possessions that were in it. She would not have given them away, not for £100.
Don't be absurd. They aren't worth £20, if that. So go back to your mistress and tell her that we are the new owners of Gresham, and she can't have it back. Tell her she is too close to us at Susteed. We will come and abduct her and imprison her inside the castle of Lord Mullane's and wait until John Paston, the rogue, comes to get her out. I doubt Paston will be but a little angry if we abuse his wife in this fashion.
When I heard this news from Catherine, my heart was not at ease, and I decided to leave in haste for Norwich. I gathered up all our children, and we will remain here for at least a fortnight. I would be very sorry to live as close to Gresham as I did, until this business between Lord Mullane's and my husband is resolved. Follow the road out of the village, and where it bends sharply to the right, bear left off the road, and follow the left-hand footpath up a slight incline. Turn left where a footpath passes through a hedge and head north. When you reach the road, turn left, and after about 150 metres, take the bridleway on your right. Follow the track towards the woodland. Where the path bends sharp left, look towards the dip in the land to your right. Press pause, and I will meet you there.